Early the next morning, Ruth Rose poked her head into Dink's tent. "Wake up, you guys." Dink shot up out of a sound sleep. "Did Tiger come back?" he asked, peering sleepily at Ruth Rose. "No, she didn't. I'm going to the police station, and I want you guys to come with me." Josh rolled over in his sleeping bag. "To report a missing cat?" "No, to report a missing cat and a missing canary," Ruth Rose said. Then she ducked back out of the tent. Dink and Josh looked at each other, then crawled out after her. Ruth Rose was pacing back and forth across the lawn. "Guys, it's just too weird," she said. "Two animals disappeared from the same street on the same day." Ruth Rose stopped pacing and looked at them. "I don't think Mozart and Tiger wandered off. I think they were stolen. I'm taking Nate home, and then you guys are coming with me to talk to Officer Fallon." Ruth Rose woke up Nate, took his hand, and marched toward her house. Dink and Josh just looked at each other and shrugged. Then they walked into Dink's house. Josh poured two bowls of cereal while Dink ran up to his room to change. Loretta, his guinea pig, squeaked a hello to Dink from her cage. Josh was slurping up his wheat treats when Dink came back down. "I've been thinking," Josh said. "Wouldn't Tiger eat Mozart if someone kidnapped them both?" Dink shrugged. "I don't know. I'm not even sure that Tiger and Mozart were kidnapped," he said between bites. "But Ruth Rose is our friend, so let's go to the police station with her." Ruth Rose walked in wearing blue shorts and a red shirt. "You guys ready to go?" she asked. Dink stared. He'd never seen Ruth Rose wear two different colors at the same time. He gave Josh a look, but Josh was busy reading the back of the cereal box and didn't notice. "Yep, we're ready," Dink said, putting the bowls and glasses in the sink. They found Officer Fallon at his desk. He was typing at his computer, chewing gum, and sipping tea all at the same time.
"Well, hi, gang," he said, smiling at the kids. "Going to the circus this weekend? How about some free passes?"
"No, thanks. We went yesterday," Dink said. Officer Fallon handed Josh three tickets.
"Go again, on the Green Lawn Police."
"Officer Fallon, I have a problem," Ruth Rose said. He pointed at some chairs.
"Have a seat. I'm all ears."
"It's my cat, Tiger. She's been gone for a whole day and night," Ruth Rose said. "She's never been away from home that long. Mrs. Davis's canary disappeared too." Dink had never seen Ruth Rose look or sound so serious. Officer Fallon wrote something on a sheet of paper. "I think someone in Green Lawn is stealing pets," Ruth Rose went on. "Two pets vanishing on the same day is just too weird."
"Four pets," Officer Fallon said. He opened his drawer and pulled out a sheet of paper. "Four pets are missing."
"Four?" Dink and Josh said together. Officer Fallon nodded.
"Last night, Dr. Pardue called. His kid's rabbit was missing from its cage. Later, Mrs. Gwynn called. It seems her parrot disappeared off her back porch."
"All yesterday?" Dink asked. Officer Fallon nodded.
"I was right," Ruth Rose said, jumping to her feet. "There is a pet napper around here."
"Four animals disappearing on the same day does seem strange," Officer Fallon said. "In fact, I've already asked Officer Keene to look into it."
He looked at Ruth Rose.
"Could it be that your cat just took a little vacation, Ruth Rose? I used to have a cat who was a real wanderer."
"Well, Tiger isn't," Ruth Rose answered firmly. Officer Fallon nodded. He told the kids he'd let them know if he discovered anything. The kids left the police station and walked toward Main Street.
"Sounds like you might be right, Ruth Rose," Dink said.
"Maybe we should go see Mrs. Wong, just in case," Josh suggested. "People always bring her stray animals. Maybe someone found Tiger and brought her to the pet shop."
Ruth Rose rewarded Josh with a huge smile.
"Great idea, Josh."
They passed Howard's barbershop. Howard was out front, sweeping his sidewalk.
"Have you seen my big orange cat?" Ruth Rose called.
Howard shook his head.
"Sorry, Ruth Rose."
At the Furry Feet pet shop, Mrs. Wong told Ruth Rose the same thing.
"Nobody brought Tiger in," she said, "but I'll keep my eyes peeled."
"Mrs. Davis's canary is gone too," Dink told Mrs. Wong.
And Dr. Pardue's rabbit and Mrs. Gwynne's parrot, Josh said.
Four animals are missing. That is very strange.
Mrs. Wong glanced around her shop. I guess I should count my own critters.
May I use your phone, Mrs. Wong? Ruth Rose asked. I want to call my mom and see if Tiger's home yet.
Help yourself, Mrs. Wong said.
Ruth Rose dialed, spoke quietly to her mother, then hung up. Tiger's still gone, she said.
Who'd want to steal a canary, a cat, a parrot, and a rabbit?
I don't know, Dink said, but we're going to find out.